And welcome back to King's Kids Radio. I'm Sister Ebony.
And I'm Sister Anna.
I hope you've been enjoying these lessons. Did you ever know that the Bible was so full of so many heroes?
Hey, were there just superheroes in the Bible, or are there still superheroes today?
You know what? I think God sees us all as superheroes and we do one very important thing.
What could that be? I'm sure everyone is dying to know.
The simple answer is worship. God loves it when we worship. That's when we spend time with God, telling him how good he is, telling him how much we love him. Worship involves clapping our hands and jumping for joy.
If you want to be a superhero in God's eyes today, really think about what you're saying when you sing these songs.
Our first song is going to be Give Me Oil in My Lamp. Jasenia, Ariana, and Aubrey, sing along with us. Worshiping God feels so good. I can tell that it makes God very happy.
Yes, it really does. Did you know that God created us to worship him? Out of everything that God created, we are the only beings that have the choice of whether we will worship God or not.
Yes, and we are so glad that each of you chose to worship God today. There's nothing else that makes Jesus happier than when he sees one of his children clapping, singing, jumping, and praising God.
You know what? I'm ready to worship God some more. Why don't we sing Bless That Wonderful Name of Jesus? Come on, Olivia and Josiah. Here we go.
Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. No other name I know. There's freedom in that wonderful name of Jesus. Freedom in that wonderful name.
I love putting a smile on God's face.
You know, I think I have a smile on my face too.
I think we should sing another song.
And I agree.
Let's sing My God is So Big. Natalie and Andrew, worship with us.
My God is so big, so strong and so mighty, there's nothing my God cannot do. My God is so big, so strong and so mighty, there's nothing my God cannot do. He made the trees, he made the seas, he made the elephants too. My God is so big, so strong and so mighty, there's nothing my God cannot do. My God is so great, so strong and so mighty, there's nothing my God cannot do. My God is so great, so strong and so mighty, there's nothing my God cannot do. The mountains are his, the valleys are his, the stars are his handiwork too. My God is so great, so strong and so mighty, there's nothing my God cannot do. There's nothing my God cannot do. There's nothing my God cannot do for you!
Man, I got so caught up in worshiping that I almost forgot about Super Bible Buddy.
Me too. Shouldn't he be on his way? Kids, do you see him anywhere?
I'm squinting as hard as I can. I don't see him yet.
Oh no, I hope he didn't forget. I know he's been super busy lately trying to help children all over the world to learn more scriptures.
Wait. I think I see him flying through the sky. He's barely visible. Do you see him?
Super Bible Buddy!
Have no fear, Super Bible Buddy is here, helping you to hide God's word in your heart and helping you learn to hold it dear. That was beautiful worship that I heard as I was hurrying to get here. It almost made me forget the scripture for today's lesson. But don't worry. As Super Bible Buddy, it came back to my mind very quickly. I know you guys have talked a little bit about Hebrews Hall of Faith, and that's where our scripture is from. Our memory verse for today is Hebrews 11 and 10. For he looked for a city with held foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Instead of me telling you what that scripture is about, I want you to pay very close attention to our story today. It explains this scripture very well. You're going to have fun finding out what this scripture is about. Let's say that again. Hebrews 11 and 10. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Well, kids, I've enjoyed being with you and helping you learn the word of God, but I'm needed elsewhere right now. Until next time, remember that the greatest superpower that we have is the power we have over sin. And the only way that we can get that power is to repent of our sins, get baptized in Jesus' name, and receive the wonderful gift of the Holy Ghost. Until next week, kids, woo, woo, woo!
Just as we were looking for Super Bible Buddy earlier, a man in the Bible was looking for a city which had foundations, whose builder and maker was God. Have you ever looked and looked and looked and looked and looked for something? Maybe it was shoes. Maybe it was homework. Maybe it was your iPad or possibly your Bible.
The worst is when you're almost late for school or church and can't find something that is very important. It's a terrible feeling. Now, imagine the feeling of you being lost. Have you ever become lost in the store, or even worse, in the woods? This is what happened to today's superhero.
Way back in the book of Genesis in the Bible, there was a man by the name of Abraham. He was a happy man who lived a comfortable life. He had a wife named Sarah. Together, they had a garden, some cattle and sheep, and family and friends who they often spent time with throughout the week. Abraham also loved spending time with God. He prayed every day.
Thanks for breakfast, Sarah. Those biscuits taste so good when they're not burnt.
Oh, Abraham, be sweet. Cooking over this open fire is so unpredictable. I do the best that I can. You be safe today. It feels like it's going to be another hot day. Here, take some water.
Okay, dear. I'll see you for lunch. I need to go check on the cattle. Making sure that they have an adequate supply of water is especially important in this heat.
That sounds like a plan. I will fetch the squash, tomatoes, zucchini, and eggplant. Summer stir fry sounds like a perfect meal. I also plan to deep clean the house today in preparation for our party tonight. I am so excited to see Zedekiah and Ruth. I can't wait to hold their new baby and catch up with what they have been building lately. I'll see you for lunch, my dear.
God, I thank you for another day. I'm so grateful for health and strength in my body to walk and talk and live and breathe. I want to be pleasing to you today. Help me to be the husband that I need to be. I want to do your will in everything.
Go from your country, your people, and your father's household to the land I will show you.
Was that God that just spoke to me? Surely not. I've never been anywhere else but here. I don't know where to go or how to get there. How am I supposed to tell my wife and all of our friends and family? They're going to think I'm crazy. What if I get lost in the wilderness? Well, it looks like the cows have plenty of water. I'm going to head home and talk to Sarah.
Was a hard weed to pull. Oh my goodness, you scared me. What are you doing home so early? I thought you said you would see me at lunch, not around mid-morning snack.
Yeah, well, the cattle had plenty of water, so I'm home early.
Great. That means you can help me finish weeding the garden and pick all of the ripe vegetables. I'm just getting out here. Cleaning that tent took a lot longer than I expected. I had to pick up all of your dirty clothes, wash all of your dirty dishes. Oh, but I love you, baby, and now it's your turn to help me.
Well, how about this? I'll finish weeding the garden if you pick the ripe vegetables.
Deal.
But I have something I need to talk about.
So, that's the real reason you came home early.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so what do you need to talk about? Are the cows and the sheep doing okay?
Yeah, don't worry about any of that. They're in great health, well-fed, and well-hydrated.
Phew!
I was walking and praying this morning just as I always do. I was thanking God for His goodness, for our health and strength, and for another day to serve Him, for help to be the husband I need to be.
Oh, praise the Lord! I've been wanting to have this conversation for months. You want to be a better husband? That means I won't have to gather your dirty clothes and put them in the hamper anymore. I won't have to gather all of your coffee cups and place them in the sink.
No, Sarah, that's not the conversation I came to have. Please let me finish my thought.
Oh, such wishful thinking.
Anyways, as I was saying, I was praying this morning, giving thanks to God for His many blessings and asking for His help to be the man I need to be. I told Him I wanted to be pleasing to Him.
Yes. Oh, yes. Putting your dirty clothes and dishes where they belong would be oh so pleasing to God and would help you be the man that you need to be.
Would you let me talk?
Oh, yes. I'm just trying to help you understand.
Well, let me finish. And then see if you can help me understand. As I was talking to God, He spoke to me. These were the words. Go from your country, your people, and your father's household to the land I will show you.
Oh, but Abraham, we had plans to build a bigger tent. We have parties planned all the way through the end of the year. Our garden, our cattle, our sheep, our friends, our family. We cannot do that. Are you sure you heard from God?
I heard from God. I know it seems weird, and I know it seems hard to understand, but we must obey God.
I understand that, and I respect that, but where will we go? We will get lost. We've never been anywhere but here.
I've had the same thoughts in my head, Sarah, but we must put our faith in God. God promised that He would show us the land. We must believe Him and obey Him.
Wow, I'm sure Abraham was not expecting that.
Or Sarah, for that matter. Anytime you do something for the first time, that can be scary. Does anybody remember their first day of school? Or maybe riding a bike for the first time? How about swimming in deep water without a floaty for the first time?
God told Abraham to leave everything behind and to move to a new country. He didn't tell him where the country was. He just said, "Go to the land that I will show you." They didn't know where they were going or what they would find when they got there. It was like they were wearing a blindfold, but they trusted God. So even though they were a bit scared, they left everything and set out on the journey to the place that God showed them. It took many years, but God was with them and He led them to their new home.
Just as we have parents to help us on that first day of school, or the first bike ride, or the first time swimming in deep water without a floaty, Abraham had God to help him.
And just as God helped Abraham find a city, God wants to help us find a city called heaven. In order to make it to heaven, we must obey the gospel, which is death, burial, and resurrection. Acts 2:38 summarizes what it takes to go to heaven. Just as Jesus died, we must die to our sins by repenting, which is asking God for forgiveness and not going back to our sins. Then, as Jesus was buried, we must be buried through baptism in Jesus' name to wash away all of our sins. Finally, as Jesus rose from the dead, we must rise to a new life by receiving the Holy Ghost, evidenced by speaking in tongues. And this experience can happen when you're young. I know someone who repented, was baptized in Jesus' name, and received the Holy Ghost at only 5 years old. It's such an amazing experience. You don't want to miss out.
Children, let's pray that God will help us. God, I believe that You helped Abraham to find the land. Abraham had faith, and we want to have faith in You too. We know that You will take care of every situation in our lives. You know what is best for us. Help us to trust You in all things. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, kids, that concludes our lesson for today. But before we go, let's find out who this week's winner is. The winner of this week's drawing is...
Caitlin Sharp Marion!
Yay! Congratulations! Until next time, superheroes, keep your capes clean, white, and keep worshiping God.
See you later, superheroes.
Goodbye.
Hello, King's Kids. This is Pastor Dudley. We are so glad you joined us for this King's Kids radio episode. Remember to join us each Sunday evening at 6 p.m. for a brand new lesson. And don't forget, our past lessons are always available to listen to on our website. We'd also like to extend an invitation to you and to your family to join us for services on Sundays at 11 a.m. and Tuesday and Thursday evening at 7:30 p.m. You can also listen to our services live at faithtabernaclejc.org. We want to thank you for listening to King's Kids Radio, and may God bless each and every one of you.